This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Educator, high school math teacher. He's a varsity football coach. He also assists at the Belmar Academy Middle School during the periods where the kids are dropped off and picked up by their moms and dads. Vernon Dozier is going to be joining us about the controversy that erupted at your school over the last week concerning how long mothers and fathers are taking dropping their kids off. You maintain, and you maintain that you have a lot of parents with you. There's a great deal of support for you taking some pretty drastic measures and trying to get these people moving through the line. We welcome you to the program, Mr. Dozier. And can you comment just briefly on why you think it's necessary to take drastic measures?
Thank you, Phil, first of all, for having me on your program. I do help with the drop-off duty and some of the crossing duties that we have at our middle school. And I think that with the events in New Orleans over the last week, I think we need to get our priorities straight. We can see people suffering down there. And that's why I have a number of parents who have sided with me on this issue that we need to much more rapidly drop the kids off at school and get them into the classroom and get the line moving. Anyone that drops a child off at school knows that it takes forever for these lines of cars to proceed through the schoolyard to the drop-off point and then out to the street again. And I understand many women, mothers especially, you know, when they're dropping their children off, it's almost as if they're not going to see them again. You know, well, you're going to see your child again, of course. And so we do have a lot of parents who are in agreement with this.
Well, you're asking to enforce what you're already doing, right?
Well, I'm doing it, and there have been complaints, and I was called by the administration to answer for some of the complaints that were issued. My message to them is the same as my message to your listeners tonight. I think after Hurricane Katrina, we can see how people's lives are at risk. And
What are you doing that has caused the friction?
Well, we are trying to keep the traffic moving. We're trying to get it moving as quickly as possible. When you have a mother dropping her children off and she's taking an inordinate amount of time, kissing them goodbye, helping them get their book bags, making sure they have their lunches, making sure that their coat's buttoned, giving them last-minute instructions as to where they're going to meet after school for whatever, this takes the time of parents that are sitting behind them. We instituted a policy, which is what we call a countdown. We give them much the way a basketball coach, Phil, counts the number of seconds that a player's in the backcourt. He does it by swinging his hand, and that signifies the seconds that he's counting down. And what I instituted is when a mother pulls up and drops her kids off, I begin what's called the seven-second countdown. One, two, three, like that.
And all right, now you're doing this countdown while she's dropping the kids off.
Correct.
If at the end of 7 seconds this woman has not gotten the kids out of the car and on the way, what happens?
What happens at that time is that I tell her that I'd like to move her car over to the side. I will ask her to step out of the car. I'll get into the car, and then I'll just drive it over to a parking slot that is off to the side, and she can, at that time, then retrieve the vehicle. Now, what happened last week was something different entirely when I was called into the administration office.
All right, now you said that you had a mother who was kissing her son goodbye, and you made a comment that she then reported to the administration. What was that?
I said to this woman, and I didn't say it was about Hurricane Katrina, but that was what was in my heart and what was in my mind when I said to her, if you don't hurry up, you may not see him again. And what I was trying to say is, you don't know what's going to happen in this world. If I can tell you, Phil, there's some, I fear anything can happen to the kids. We could be sitting in classroom, and the engine from a jet aircraft, Phil, could come loose from the wing and plummet to earth. And you don't know. I mean, it could come right through the ceiling of a classroom full of 5- and 6-year-old children. Now, are you going to blame for that? Are you going to blame the mechanics? Are you going to blame the jet aircraft? Are you going to blame the flight path? Are you going to blame the air traffic controllers? The point is, the engine fell from the wing, went right through the ceiling of a nursery school. And boy, I sure wouldn't want to be the guy going through there trying to find what's left. And so I said to her, I said, you need to pick it up. And
Well, the phrase was, if you don't get going, you may not see him again.
Yes, that's right, and I stood by that.
All right, you were called to the administration?
I was called in front of the head mat principal and a couple of members of the board, and I told him, I said, we have got a lot of parents who support me. They are tired of sitting behind these mothers who are, taking their sweet time dropping the kids off, And they're stay-at-home mothers. And this is the problem, too, Phil. They're stay-at-home mothers. And
why do you call them that?
Because they don't have a job. So they drop the kid off, and the kid is their life. Now they go home, they sit at the kitchen table, they stare at a clock for 6 hours, counting down the seconds to when they can get it back into their SUV, go over and pick the kid up. And so they're nervous and they're anxious that the reason for their having something to do is going to have, I don't know, an airplane engine dropped on him, or, you know, you don't know.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I'm speaking with Mr. Vernon Dozier, a teacher at Belmar Academy. You teach at the high school. You help out at the middle school, though, with this parking situation, right?
Yes, that's right, and we do that both for the drop-off and for the pickup in the afternoon.
And you have come under a lot of criticism and fire for moving the parents through in the morning very rapidly. You do a 7-second countdown if they haven't dropped the kid off. How do you get a person out of their vehicle so that you can park it?
Well, it's pretty easy. If it's one of these mothers that I was saying to you, tell her, I just want to move your car. She said, well, I'll do that. I said, no, I'll do it. You reach in and you do it as respectfully as you can. You reach in, you remove the keys from the ignition, and you say, if you just step out of your car, I'll go ahead and I'll move it for you. Now, some of them may like it, some may not. But as I told one mother, I said, you saw me count it down. I said, you saw me. And she used to play basketball. I kidded her. Her name is Leslie. I said, Leslie, you saw me doing a countdown. You've seen a ref do that in the backcourt. 1, 2, 3. Okay, you're out. You know, get out of the car. And the reason why we do that is because I don't need somebody sitting behind her getting hot under the collar and getting really angry. So by the time she leaves, this guy pulls up, and he has now got road rage going. And he wants to take it out on someone. Well, he's not going to take it out on a kid. So he's probably going to want to take it out on me. But you certainly don't want to see them take it out on a child. You don't want to see a father pull up and push his kid out of the car or not even stop the car, just roll it by and push the kid out. I mean, I've seen it all. And
have you seen parents do that?
Well, I've seen kids almost thrown right out of the car. I mean, if the car doesn't stop, you see the door open and the car is still moving, and you see a kid just... pushed out. We don't want to see that, Phil. I think with the events in New Orleans, we know how precious life is. But I said to that mother what I said, and I stand behind it.
All right. Well, you say you've got a lot of parents on your side.
There are parents all over the country, I think, are sick and tired of looking at a lot of these mothers who want to take inordinate amounts of time to kiss their kid goodbye, as if they're not going to see him again. And that's why I said what I said.
I wonder what the legality is involved in taking someone out of their car, taking the keys of their car.
Well, there's nothing illegal about it. They're on private property.
No, but you're getting into a person's car, and you're moving it. Now, whether or not it's in private property is something else entirely. If you say to somebody, would you move your car along faster, and you say to them, I'm going to give you 7 seconds to do it, isn't that a little bit better than counting it down with your hand like you're a basketball ref?
Well, you're doing something visible. I'm not going to say, I used to do that. When a mother would pull up, I would say, all right, you got 7 seconds. And while she's saying goodbye, Justin, or goodbye, Amber, I'm going 5, 4, 3. They did not think that was, and I agreed with them, that was something that was a little nerve-wracking. I will reinstitute it, and I told them that. If they will not adhere to the basketball countdown, I'll go back to what I call the flight to the moon countdown, which is, they pull up, I go, all right, you got 7 seconds. She's saying, goodbye, honey, make sure you got your lunch. 7, 6, 5. It all sounds...
I was going to say, it sounds a little silly.
Well, it does, but the fact is, it's not silly when you look at what's going on in New Orleans. Now, we've got to get these women moving through that line faster. We've got to get these fathers moving through that line faster. I've got a lot of parents who are supporting me. And if it doesn't happen, there's going to be some road rage, and the road rage is going to result in children being dropped off while the car is still moving. I can't have that, and neither can the school district.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Talking with Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy, and with the horrible news coming out of New Orleans, he feels it's important for when parents, especially mothers, are dropping their kids off at school, do it faster. Don't spend a lot of time kissing them goodbye as if you're never going to see them again. And now he's in trouble with the school because he said to one mother, you know, you keep take much longer and you may not see him again. He's instituted what's called a basketball countdown. They get exactly 7 seconds to drop their kid off and then get through the line, or he will get into the car, take the keys, and move the car. He says there's a lot of parents that are finally fed up with how long some of these people are taking, dropping their kid off. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking with Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Get in there and make me some bean dip.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Very interesting story Mr. Dozier was telling me off the air as to why he became concerned about this problem of people taking too long, dropping the kids off at school in the morning. And anybody that drops the kid off at school knows the long line of cars. You feel that it needs to end. You have instituted a countdown method of 7 seconds to drop the kid off, or you take the keys, you move the car. Mr. Dozier?
That is correct, Phil. And we, as I said, we used to do a regular, what we call the missile countdown or the rocket ship count, which is 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now we do a basketball countdown, which is a hand signal.
And you also claim that you have a lot of parents who back you on this.
Well, we do, Phil. And again, you are dealing with a lot of the problem. If we could eliminate a big chunk of the problem, it would probably be the stay-at-home moms who are so anxious to, they've dropped the kid off, and they think what they're dropping off is gold nuggets. Well, and I realize that to them it is. To them it is. To us, they're very precious as well. But it's, if you get down to it, what you're dropping off is about 40 pounds of some tissue, bone, and flesh that is self-animated. It has a brain. It goes into the classroom. Sometimes it does what it's told. Sometimes it doesn't. It's a little biocomputer, and you're doing what you can to protect it. Then it gets into the car at night, and it's back into the arms of the woman that thinks that she dropped, you know, she just dropped off, the sarcophagus of King Tut or something. So what we're trying to do is to use a phrase, slap a little sense into these women.
Did you also say to somebody about we're trying to keep our heads above water? Because it wasn't taken.
It was a joke about what's happening in New Orleans, and somebody didn't get it. I said, we're trying to keep our heads above the water, and I made it, you know, and I said, you know. And nobody got it. I said, like New Orleans. And they all groaned. I said, well, I'm sorry no one here has a sense of humor, but that's what we're trying to do, trying to get these cars moved through, or otherwise we're going to have a catastrophe.
Did you also say that you might be the one that causes it?
I do not recall. So.
Well, that was one of the problems. You said, we're going to have a catastrophe, and I may be the guy that instigates it.
I do not recall saying that at all, no, sir.
1-800-449-8686. Melissa, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. I'm a little confused about the parallels that you're drawing between New Orleans and your job. It seems to me that you are very self-important, that you are degrading women.
Oh, no,
and
ma'am.
That you think that they're sitting around counting the minutes till their children get home. They have plenty more to do, sir. I don't know if you've raised children by yourself before, but it's a very difficult task, and they're not just tissue and bones that you drop off at school.
Oh, I understand that, but I'm looking at it as I'm a chemist, and what I'm trying to say is, I know that mothers are very busy, but the way you drop the kid off, you'd think you're going home and then sitting there in your house coat staring at a big clock that you bought at, Restoration Hardware or something, and you're watching it. You see, I'm just trying to say, there's people also with children, and we got to get it moving. Now,
I can see why these people find your comments humorous about New Orleans, because it doesn't make any
sense. I want to ask you that. What does New Orleans have to do with this?
We are witnessing a human tragedy in New Orleans, Mr. Hendry. If the parallel I'm drawing is this, if these women continue to keep taking their time, dropping kids off, kissing them, telling them, don't forget to eat your meatloaf sandwich or whatever it is they say, and you've got parents behind them that are slowly but surely hitting the boiling point, I got an Armageddon on my hands. Now, I'm not saying it. I don't know what's going to happen.
What are you saying? Something violent?
I mean, I don't want to say to them, because every time I open my mouth, I get in trouble, you know?
Well, you're making a comment about we're trying to keep our heads above water. I can understand where people probably didn't think that was funny.
Well, it's a common phrase.
You're making very strange comments to these people. I mean,
ma'am, if you could give me an example.
The definition of it is.
Well, if you could give an example of what was I said that was strange, I'd appreciate it. What did I say that's so strange?
It's strange that you're comparing your job in these people's feelings to New Orleans. I mean, it shouldn't be that explosive, I wouldn't think. And I think that it's strange that you think these women are sitting around watching the clock tick by till their children get out of school.
The other thing is leaning into the car when the woman say, if you don't hurry up, you may never see him again.
It's a little strange.
No, I'm saying, you say it's strange. If an engine falls from the wing of aircraft and goes right through the ceiling of our nursery school, are you going to come to me and say, boy, that sure was a strange thing you said, Mr. Dozier? I don't think
you are. Where are you getting this analogy?
First of all, it's happened.
You're telling me that an airline engine has fallen through the roof of a school?
I'm sure that it has. We know that airline engines have fallen from the wings of planes plenty of times.
Okay, when? When has this happened?
Well, ma'am, you can go online. I'm not going to do your homework for you. I mean, it's there. The point is, if some father who's in line gets angry because, for instance, you are taking so much time dropping your kid off, now he goes home and he dresses as the Zodiac Killer or something, puts some kind of a hood on, and goes back to the school to terrorize the...
Now, come on, man. You know...
anybody heard of Columbine?
I've heard of Columbine, yeah. Yeah, I've heard of Columbine.
Yeah, okay, laugh about that.
Well, no one thinks it's funny. I'm just simply saying, are you saying the problem of women and fathers taking too long, dropping kids off, is so critical that we may be reaching a violent breaking point?
I'm trying to do what everybody says should have been done after a disaster. Look at New Orleans. This should have been done. Look at 9/11. That should have been done. Everybody says what should have been done. I come on and I say what should be done, and people laugh. Okay, fine. But I'm just letting you know.
How is this connected with 9/11 or New Orleans?
All right, we're going to move on. Thanks, Melissa. 1-800-449-8686. I'll ask the lady's question again for her. How is it connected to 9/11 or New Orleans?
It is connected because we see a lot of people suffering down there. All right? So I don't have the time to wait for a woman who wants to, A, make sure he's got his coat buttoned, B, does he have his lunch, C, did he do his homework, D, oh, don't forget, I'm going to meet you at such and such a place. And then A, B, C, D, E, F, oh, your dad's going to pick you up, not me. And there's a whole slew of things that she's saying to this kid while he's standing there, and he's got some mucus coming out of one nostril, and he's wiping it with the sleeve of a perfectly beautiful school jacket that we just issued. Farley Brothers out in the valley, issued these jackets. And meanwhile, I'm sitting behind her, and I'm beginning to get hot under the collar, so I've counted her down. The car pulls up. Goodbye, Joey. Make sure that 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, ma'am, can I have the keys to the car? It's as simple as that, because I'm not going to sit still for it. And there's a lot. The only reason, Phil, why I am being as forceful as I am.
Because what you're saying is sounding to me as if there is no room for compromise. There is no room for a discussion.
Well, I've got a lot of parents on my side. I've got a lot of parents who finally had it. And when I finally said, I'm moving them out, or I'll know the reason why, I got a lot of people backing me up.
1-800-44. I don't know where you are. Are you still at school?
No, I'm not.
Because I'm hearing a lot of...
I can move if you want me to.
If you're having dinner...
No, I'm not having dinner. I'll tell you exactly where I am. I am sitting in a very, very nice cocktail lounge because I, at the end of the school day, after dealing with a lot of these stay-at-home moms, I come here and I have what I call a repast. And that might be anything from a bowl of mixed nuts and a beer to a bowl of mixed nuts and something stiffer. It all depends on the kind of day I've...
No, I understand that. By the way, you talk about the kind of day that you had or the pressures that you're under. You mentioned that the stay-at-home moms are just doing nothing all day long. You heard that lady mention that as well, so...
Well, okay. Until somebody can show me what it is they're doing. I mean, they're dropping the kids off and holding on to the kid like whatever comes out of him in the morning after breakfast is gold.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Should we take stronger measures and get these parents moving through the line faster when they're dropping their kids off at school? We're talking with Vernon Dozier, Belmar Academy. We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Pile it high and deep.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
So you're having a couple of pops right now, huh?
Yeah, I have a couple of drinks. Let me tell you, Phil, being a teacher, I don't think there's a profession in the world that if you were to say, well, you know, I don't think drinking's a good thing, but I certainly understand if this profession does it or that profession. I'd say teachers right up there. It's a tough job. But fortunately, I do have a lot of parents behind me. We want to get these drop-off lines. Mothers moving through a lot faster. And if I got to take the keys from them and so on and so forth.
Before we get to another call, you had an experience as a child. You said that it would help if you could get somewhere less noisy, okay?
Yeah, I feel I'll do that as soon as I've got a drink coming right now. I'm at the bar right now, if you don't mind.
All right, but I need for you to move away from there when you can.
Right, you need to hurry it up. And I will tell you this. When I was a young man, my mother would drop me off at school, and she would take her time buttoning my coat, kissing me. And my mother, for whatever reason, and there is a lot of theory, she thought it was acceptable to kiss her son, a 11-year-old boy, a 12-year-old boy, a 10-year-old boy, on the lips, full on the mouth. So she would do this, and then she'd rebutton my coat and then unbutton it, rebutton it, this kind of thing. There was a particular morning when I was in desperate need of using the toilet, and she went into what I called her act. She began kissing me on the mouth, buttoning my coat, unbuttoning my coat. Do I have my sandwich? Do I like the lunch that she makes? What could she make? Mom, I've got to go. I got to go. No, no, Mommy wants to kiss you some more. She kept pawing me and handling me like that in a way that I felt very, I guess you could say I felt fondled. Right there in full view. And by the time I got out of that car, I never made it to the toilet. And there I stood. I lost my mud there. I've got underwear that's full of it. And you can imagine, for a young boy to walk around school for the rest of the day, I was 15 years old. And I got my underwear full of you-know-what. Because my mother wanted to spend time, you know,
spending too much time dropping you off.
That's right.
You know, back in those days, I don't know how old you are. How old are you, Vernon?
I'm 45.
Well, it was a time back then that kids were riding their bikes to school.
Not me. Not me. No, I wanted to ride a bike to school. I wanted to drive. But my mother wanted to drop me off. And ever since then, I've had a real, if you don't mind me using the expression, I've had a real hard-on for these people to drop their kids off at school and sit there and sit there and sit there and sit there. So,
all right, 1-800-449-8686. TJ, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Guys, I cannot understand how he can compare line popping off children at school to these tragedies that are going on in our nation, such as New Orleans.
Didn't you just hear what I said?
Are you really a school teacher?
Yes, I'm a school teacher. Did you just hear what I said about my own experience?
Yes, I heard.
Okay. I got a mother.
10 years old. You're going to blame that on your grandmother, on your mother.
My mother.
You?
My mother.
Grandfather. Hey. In World War II, when he was 15 years old, can't blame things you do on other. If you crap your pants, that's your own fault.
Oh, is that right? So, in other words, if a child is molested, is that his own fault too? Boy, you just stepped in it there, buddy. You just stepped in it there, buddy.
When a child craps his pants and someone molests him, it's two different things.
No, I won that point.
You're clearly insane.
No. You can't call me names. You lost that point, sir. You lost that point. I beat you fair and square.
Hold on, sir. You are on the worst phone I've ever heard. What kind of a phone are you on, sir?
Me, TJ?
Yeah.
I'm on a cell phone.
You're on a condenser phone or something, because every time somebody talks, we can't hear you, or every time you talk, I can't hear the other guy. First of all, what do you mean molested, Mr. Dozier?
I'm saying that my mother should have let me go so I could go to the toilet, so I wouldn't have to have guys like TJ making fun of me all day, see? Because he sounds like the kind of guy that would make fun of a kid that crapped his pants.
Well, I could tell you, if I did that, first thing I'd do is go to the bathroom and remove his dirty underwear and clean myself.
How are you supposed to do that?
I wouldn't worry about it the rest of the day.
How are you supposed to do that, sir?
You got two hands.
I've got two hands to what?
Plus a grown man at 15 years old. Come on. You're
wait a minute. I want to ask Mr. Dozier, what did you do?
I had to sit in it all day.
Wait a minute. You say that you've gone in your pants and you're sitting in it?
Yeah. What am I supposed to do?
You should go commit yourself to a sane asylum somewhere. You got no business around.
Let me ask you a question. If you're late for a homeroom, how are you supposed to go to the bathroom, take a shower and a shave? What'd you do, polish your own shoes too?
Yeah, in fact, I was in ROTC. I polished my shoes and my brass and everything else.
All right, but I was late for homeroom, and I'm supposed to go into the bathroom, rinse out my underwear.
Take them off. Throw them away. Wrapped on. Come on, man. Use your brain.
Sir, if you
something
do that. All right, sir, but I was.
Besides the pickle. Use your brain for something,
sir.
Better.
I remove underwear full of crap, and I'm going to throw it in a garbage can. So now when kids come in there to comb their hair or have a cigarette, they're going, well, it smells like Dozier in here. No, sir. No, sir.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I'll tell you
and
this, but do you drop kids off?
Oh, mom, because she loves her son, and she wants to and tell him goodbye, and who may be there to pick him up, you know, so that things like you're talking about, these ideas that you have in your mind of Zodiac killers dressing up and kidnapping the molesters don't happen to them. You want to attack them and go in their car and take their keys?
Yes, sir. I'll do anything to save the lives.
Man.
I'll do anything to save the lives of those kids.
Oh, it's you're saving their lives from their mother kissing them.
Sir, I'm just saying to you. Let me ask you.
You need to address your mental issues.
No, wait a minute. You know, you can call me crazy, and that's fine. If calling me crazy saves one child's life, that's okay with me. You can call me anything you want.
How?
I will tell you this.
How is
a woman takes so much time?
You're threatening people because they take more than 7 seconds. You know.
That's right. I tell them to get out of the
car. Like you said, you made a point about Columbine. You know, a lot of people there in Colorado, their kids didn't come home that day.
That's
exactly
right.
I'm sure they're. Sure,
that's
they're
exactly
glad.
Right.
I'm sure if their mom spent an extra 5 seconds kissing them goodbye, they're really happy.
Well, sir, but how come that? What happens if that extra 5 seconds causes something? Now, there's a woman who's dropping her child off at school, and she's taking extra 5 seconds to drop that child off at school, okay? Now, because of that, the guy behind her who's been waiting to drop his kid off finally snaps. He goes home. He makes a black hood, puts the Zodiac sign on it, arms himself with daggers and pistols. Comes back to school wearing Wyatt Earp boots and a full hood.
Yeah.
What are you laughing at?
He doesn't belong free in our society like yourself.
No. When you're
vanity,
walking down the hall with your
you
underwear filled with
yourself.
BM, Mister.
I'll tell you what, people make me angry every day. I don't lash
matter.
Out at them because
you know you just don't listen. You don't listen. Okay, fine. If you take your time dropping your kid off, and I'm sitting behind you, and that forces me to go home and fashion a hood.
That will not force you. Come on, man.
Sir, you are...
This is insane. You say you're going to go home and fashion a hood and wear Wyatt Earp boots to do what?
If you're laughing at me, so help me God.
Well, buddy, why wouldn't I laugh at you?
I'm saying if some woman who does nothing but drum her manicured fingers on a tabletop for 6 hours waiting for the clock to tick down to 2:30 so she can go get her kid, spends a half hour dropping that kid off, and that pushes that man behind her over the edge so that he goes home, fashions a staff and a cape.
Oh, now we got a staff and a cape and a hood?
Okay,
man.
Mr. Dozier.
I am
help.
Telling you, you've heard of these cult killers. You've heard of these cult killers.
I've heard of them, and they belong wherever they get put once they're caught. And for God's sake.
Okay, fine. I would rather they not do it.
Hopefully,
so if I go home.
You won't do anything.
I go home, and I get out my wife's sewing kit, and I fashion a black hood with a.
I know the Zodiac sign on it, and you
Zodiac.
Wear Wyatt Earp boots.
With the
Zodiac sign.
With a machete and a dagger and the jeans tucked down in the boots.
Yeah, okay. Look, thank you very much.
What, are you going to hang up on me, too, because you think I'm nuts? Because I want to protect children?
Sir, you're not protecting kids. You're sticking crazy ideas in the poor little kids' heads. You know that there are enough parents out there? You talk about the parents that love, you know, that support you. Do you not...
Boy, do you talk much? If you were in my class, I'd put you in the corner for sounding like Porky Ding Dang Pig.
Buddy, you're going to listen to me because I'm the host of the show. There are people listening to this broadcast right now, parents, who are so morally bankrupt that they will tell their kids tomorrow morning what they heard on my show, scare the hell out of the kids.
Well, I'm not trying to scare kids, Phil. Those are the Fruit Loops that listen to your show, like that TJ guy I was just talking to, who doesn't understand the notion of a man shoving his jeans down into Wyatt Earp boots. Oh, I see. So the silence means I'm crazy, huh? I can hear you laughing, and I can hear that engineer of yours laughing, too.
Well, sir, it's pretty funny. Shoving your jeans down into your Wyatt Earp boots, fashioning a hood with a dagger and a pistol.
You ever heard of the Zodiac Killer?
Yes.
He's never been caught. Go straight to the third ring. Fourth pit over. we'll go ahead and get a big igniter for you as soon as we free up one of the demons.
The dude is like, his mother would kiss him full on the mouth. He craps himself, sitting there all day. And okay. Thank you, Mr. Dozier. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
Did your dad ever put a banana in your shorts?
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Going to get our guest back here, Bud, because we did have a...
Here.
I don't know where he is, but we've lost contact with our guest. We just had a couple more seconds because we have to get to another break here, and we also want to remind you that we have Steve Bozell, the construction contractor, who's suing Kenny Rogers Roasters because apparently they conspired with his wife to laugh at him after he thought he'd lost his wallet in their restaurant, and apparently it didn't happen. Mr. Dozier, just a couple of more seconds with you. I understand you don't feel that you've been treated fairly by us, but I would say this. The gentleman had a point. There are issues going on with you.
No. It's got nothing to do.
No, there are issues going on with you that is prompting you to feel as strongly as you do about people, especially mothers who take their time dropping their kids off at school. You're saying that the guy behind her is going to crack. You're quoting almost chapter and verse the description of the uncaptured Zodiac killer from San Francisco, where a father is going to go home and fashion a hood with an astrological sign on it, shove his jeans into Wyatt Earp boots, get himself a big skinning dagger and a pistol, and go back to the school and wreak some kind of havoc. What kind of a mind must a man have to imagine something like that?
The mind of a boy, Mr. Henry, who is forced to crap himself and walk around with BM in his shorts all day long by a mother who spent too much time dropping him off, wouldn't let me go, kissing me on the lips, all kinds of freak scene stuff, okay? Now, I don't even know why I'm back on your program when I told you to head to the fifth ring, go to pit six, and wait for one of the demons to come along with one of those long lighters so he can get the ring lit.
What about you stayed on the line.
Really?
Here is Mary. Mary, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, Mary, go ahead.
Yes, I'm a mother, and I dropped my kids off at school when they were younger.
Did you kiss them on the lips, ma'am?
Not everybody's like your mother. I gave them a kiss goodbye, and that was it.
Okay, so you didn't sit there buttoning and unbuttoning their coat?
No, but I don't think every mother is like your mother.
Right. Well, but here's the problem, Mary. I do a lot of duty at our school trying to get the... Did you drop your kids off at the pool? Public pool at all?
No.
You never took your kids to a public pool?
No.
Did your kids swim? Did you teach them how to swim?
Oh, yes.
All right, where'd they swim?
Where?
Yes.
Oh, when I was living in the ocean, when I lived in Atlantic City.
Oh, all right. So they swam in the ocean, all right. Now, can I ask you, I don't know if it's difficult to determine because they were in the ocean, did you note at any time floaters?
I beg your pardon?
Did you note at any time floaters?
What do you mean floaters?
I don't understand what you're saying.
I am talking about something that, they did, and it's floating.
Are you
I don't understand.
You know, ma'am, this gentleman that's hosting the show.
I don't know what floating is. What you're saying.
I'm talking about a floater.
What's a floater? I don't know.
What's a floater? Well, I can tell you.
You know what, Mary? He's an idiot.
Well,
you know, Mr. Henry, you call me an idiot one more time, and you better smile when you say that.
Look, I'm on my way to the fifth ring, man, to get one of the demons to light the ring, with one of them big long lighters.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Pure exhibitionism. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Take one more call for Vernon Dozier. Not a lot of time. Tricia, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Tricia.
Hello, yes.
Go right ahead, ma'am, yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to say that this guy is probably, if he's talking about some Zodiac killer or something that hasn't been caught, it's probably him, and this is what he does on the side.
Oh, ma'am, I think that's a hell of a thing to say about a man who tries to protect children.
And if you're a teacher and you're going off drinking, then I think you need to find a different job because it's evidently not your calling in life. Also,
I am trying to get these mothers to drop their kids off.
Her fingers for 6 hours while her kids are at school. She's probably at home cleaning and cooking and planning supper, going to the grocery store, and taking care of the other kids she's got in the house. She's also doing all that.
Not everybody's got eight kids,
going
ma'am.
On field trips with the kids, volunteering in the lunchroom and in the library.
I don't know what planet you live on, but
that's what a lot of mothers are doing.
Well, I can tell this lady.
You're absolutely crazy.
I'm trying to protect
kids.
Problem
against women. And it's teachers like you, the reason I took my four kids out of school and I homeschool.
Can I ask you a question, ma'am?
Sure, go ahead.
All right. Have you ever had to spend a six-hour school day with a...
With a what?
With a...
You're breaking off. I can't hear
I'm sorry. Have you ever spent a whole day with a wad of BM in your shorts?
Well, I think you were
what
stupid
a child.
If you did that.
What a freaking child.
Oh, okay.
You
yeah.
can't go to the
both of you. Fifth ring. The
underwear.
Demon's waiting. The demon's waiting.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Truth. Justice. Comedy.